Well, they say that two's company, but three's a crowd. And no one knows that better than Charlie, Hannah, and Pepe. Just as sparks were flying between Hannah and Charlie, America voted to pair her with bombshell Pepe instead. Then, in a shocking twist, Charlie got dumped. Let's take a look at the vote that rocked the villa. I'm sorry, I'm afraid.
This got interesting, boys.
Let's get the game going.
If this is what all baseball games are like, I understand what the Americans get so hyped about.
The girl that I want to couple up with is Hannah.
Charlie is quite literally the embodiment of my type. Plus, he has that little British accent that makes me want to tip-tip cheerio, take my clothes off, you know?
Obviously, I'm aware that, you know, someone could always come into the villa that does tick some boxes and may take your attention.
You think you have nothing to worry about?
Really?
Mm-hmm. Hola, me llamo Pepe.
Got the win!
I'm here for Hannah.
Oh, Hannah!
I know what I came here to get, and I'm gonna get it.
Sorry, Charlie. I'm fucked.
I hate this shit.
You should not worry about that man until she tells you to worry about that man. Oh, Lord.
I felt like I was losing you, I'm not gonna lie.
We are already so good. I don't think it's possible for anything to be better.
Wow.
Yeah. Like, I have been all over the place the last few days, but ultimately, what I've been missing has been, like, right in front of me.
Pepe, the girl America wants you to couple up with is... Hannah. Who do you want to dump from the island tonight?
Charlie. 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 Sorry.
Charlie, How does it feel watching all of that back?
You know, like, the way it went down was, it was pretty brutal, you know, like, to go, you know, me and Hannah were coupled up, and then we get separated by the America vote. To then only moments later after that get dumped out of the island by my own islanders, right? I'm completely out of the picture. It's not even like I can fight for it. And yeah, man, like it was rough. Do you know what I mean? That first week was pretty rough, to be honest.
Hannah, take us through how you were feeling that night that Charlie got voted off.
Like, I felt really guilty because I thought, like, part of the reason that he was sent home was because of me and, like, what I did. And so I really blamed myself a lot, and I think that led to, like, a lot of the emotions I was feeling, but I think I was just needing somebody there for me in that time. And I think that Pepe was, like, there for me through that. And I think that just shows, like, a testament to his character. And I think that's why I had, like, such mixed emotions, because I was really sad, but also, like, I was grateful to have somebody there to comfort me.
Yeah.
I don't hold any negativity towards you about moving on with Pepe. At the end of the day, you obviously were attracted to Pepe and also felt a connection. And, you know...
At the time, you said it made you feel sick.
Of course it did. The first week, 100%. Yeah. Like, I've been dumped from the island. First thing I see the next day is they go on a date. Second day, then obviously things got a bit more intimate. Yeah, I think any person, any normal human, when you're developing feelings for someone or you're going through something, no one wants to see that other person be intimate with somebody else. That's just basic human emotion, do you know what I mean? On the outside and the inside of the villa.
Hannah, what's making you emotional tonight?
I don't know. I think it's just, like, it's, like, nostalgic to be around everyone and, like, kind of actually, like, processing everything, because I think as soon as I got home, I was like, I'm going to stay in my bed and, like, do what I want to do and, like, completely turn my brain off from this. I think it's weird to relive it now.
Charlie, I know you said that Amaya's vote was really hurtful, especially because you two had a connection. What did it feel like to watch that moment back?
So for me, I'll break that down. Like, so for me, I actually spoke to Amaya before Hannah, and I remember thinking, man, this girl's great. Do you know what I mean? She was bubbly, do you know what I mean? Great. But then me and Hannah really progressed. And after the situation with Ace happened, the babe thing, I remember Hannah came up to me and said, like, Amaya's asked if she could speak to you. She feels like she feels comfortable to speak to you about the situation. And, you know, she came to me and, you know, he was emotional. And I was saying, listen, like, don't worry about it. You're going to find somebody. And, you know, I felt like for a little few days, me, you and Hannah had this cool friendship. So, yeah, like, for me, the vote was, you know, it probably hurt the most because I just thought, damn, like, you know, I always kind of felt there was at least some kind of friendship there.
I'm sorry.
I understand. I wonder, what was it that made you the final vote?
So it was just like based off the last conversation that I had with Hannah, and it was just like you guys were both in a bad place. So that's why my vote went the way that it did. So that's why. But it was nothing personal, like, towards you or...
Of course not, yeah. No,
and
yeah.
I hope that doesn't, like, define our friendship or any type of way.
No, it doesn't.
Because it was really hard.
No, I understand.
That's
it,
why
course.
I was like, we don't want to do that.
Yeah. Like, no, of course, it's a difficult situation to be in for anybody, you know, to make that decision. So I wasn't sure whether you'd vote for me or not, but I just thought it was probably... Maybe. I still feel like I was the easy vote for everyone, to be honest. I felt like it was easier, do you know what I mean? Because they were rooting for their own people. I think me and Hannah's connection was strongest. Respectfully, I do feel like it probably should have been Taylor that went that night, do you know what I mean? Because it's evident now to see that he wasn't really into Alandria as much as people thought. And, like, obviously, he's gone on to meet Clark, yeah, and that's great, that's part of the show. But if you were going to weigh it up, the three people, I don't think I should have gone home that night. But I think it was easier to send me home.
Will you guys ever rekindle, you think?
Like, intimately?
Yeah, romantically.
I don't, we haven't really spoken to each other in that way since the villa, and, you know.
Hannah, do you see a chance for that?
I would say I do not.
Got it.
All right.
Okay.
Well, you're clear.